Welcome to Salon Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salon Nerds. My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watson Heath. I'm here, my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, aka Watch With Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jeff, aka DJ Bad Jazz Energy.
What?
Bad Jazz Energy.
What?
Bad Jazz Energy. It's like Bad Bitch Energy.
Bad bitch energy, what?
Yeah. You know. Like the song.
No comment.
No comment for Jazz. That song was in the She-Hulk,
episode.
So I remember that when Megan Thee Stallion was on and a bunch of other people were on. They did a lot of promos with that song. And this song made a comeback on this episode. So there's
I'll
a lot of
honest.
Stuff.
When you first said that, I thought it was something totally different, and I'm like, what is going on here?
I know. Well, it's really hard for you with no context, but Mahin got it, right? You got the joke, right? Yeah. Well, listen, we have to introduce our guest. Mahin's been on our show before. She's talked about a lot of the fun stuff that we've done. She's talked about a lot of bachelor stuff. And this show, this episode, had a mommy involved, so we had to bring a mommy. So how are you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about right, mom life. All right, that's cool. Listen, it's the hardest job in the world.
It is.
Yeah, but the most rewarding.
Yep. Oh, man. So, overall, what did you think of this episode?
That's so boring.
The snooze fest, right? I don't know if this show is going to last, man.
No, I didn't like when Zach was picked because I was like, this is just typical guy. And then last week's episode when he said, I'm just a normal guy who loves family, football, and frozen pizza.
Oh, God.
You did a laugh, love, whatever that saying is.
Live, love, laugh. Yeah.
How did you get it wrong? It's live, laugh, love.
Whatever.
Yeah, live.
Oh, God.
And it's not his fault that he's boring. I mean, that's just, him.
It's not your fault you're boring in way. Like, you got no swagger. You got no melanin. That's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Where does he live? Like, where is he from?
Austin, Texas.
Okay, that explains a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, it's not your fault you're 26 and look 40. I'm sorry.
He's from Austin.
And he was just like, how old is this guy? I'm like 26. He's like, he looks like he's like 37. And I'm like, yeah.
He does. Not that there's anything wrong with being 37.
Only 26 looking 37. What's going on there?
I know, man. That's why it felt so awkward that some of these girls are like 22, 23. But then I was like, look at his real age. And I'm like, oh, I guess it's not that awkward.
I mean, I got married at 21, but that was like, I mean, culturally it's kind of normal, but for these girls I can see, like, maybe American culture is changing, who knows?
I feel like in the South there are a lot of women who get married very young, very religious people down there too, so it's possible.
And the Midwest.
Yeah, maybe.
I've been to like two weddings in the past couple of years, and the girls were like 26 or younger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the city people here. We're just doomed to be single forever.
I mean, I guess because you also have the perks of being in the city.
Yeah, I guess, right? It's the illusion of options that make you feel like you can wait. And then before you know it, you're like old as hell and alone.
Yep.
Oh,
Damn,
man.
Names.
Oh,
now
man.
I feel bad.
Oh, man. We got real.
Got way too real there.
Oh, man. But, Mayan, few things that we want to do. First thing, we do a word of the day. We started this thing because we know this show dumbs people down and make them really, really dumb. So I bought a flashcards of SAT words, and we're going to use this word, and the first person to use it wins. I don't know what they win, but like whatever.
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights basically is what they win. But we promise that like while we make you dumber by listening to our show about The Bachelor, we're gonna do something to make you smarter, and that is with vocab. So the word for this week is ponderous. Ponderous. And it means weighty or unwieldy.
That's everybody on this show.
Yeah.
To take his mind off ponderous matter of state for a while, the president went to see a movie. So to take his mind off ponderous matters, he went to go see a movie. So it's like heavy, weighty. Got it. Okay. Ponderous. First person to use it wins. Also, daddy's got to make money. So I also have something that I have to share.
Hey.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. So let me go into here. Forgot what I was supposed to say. But let's see what's in here. Whoa, check this out. Jackie Chan collection. It's all the old movies from Jackie Chan available in Mandarin, Cantonese, and English from 1967 all the way to 1982. So it's volume one of the Jackie Chan collection.
Is that a DVD?
Yeah, it's a DVD.
Who still uses DVDs?
I mean, it's a Blu-ray.
Who still uses Blu-ray?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned this because I just got an email about this, and they said, what did they say? They said something about this. Let's see what they said. Let's see. Yeah, they said it is available on Shout Factory. So I think Shout Factory is something you can watch on all streaming services. So many of Jackie Chan's current films are streaming on Shout Factory TV, where you can watch on all major streaming services. So Shout Factory TV has all of this. So if you don't want to watch DVDs, you can go to Shout Factory. And this is pretty cool, man. I get to see all the classic Jackie Chan movies. I am pretty excited about this. I love me some Jackie Chan.
But why Blu-ray?
No, it's a brawlathon. They give you a Blu-ray. Guess. They give you a Blu-ray so that you always have it, because you never know when streaming service can take things off.
That's fair.
That is true. That is true.
That is fair.
So check it out, Jackie Chan. We're gonna kick it like Jackie Chan for the rest of this episode.
Oh, it's a retro website. Okay, now it makes sense.
Oh yeah, the retro website. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so like you can like buy all sorts of things from the past that they've re-released onto a higher format or higher quality formats. So okay, now it all makes sense to me.
That's pretty cool. So you can watch like old school stuff, but in like good quality.
Well, I'm hoping good quality. They may just, I hope they upscale it a bit, because the 4x3 doesn't always work for me nowadays.
All right. Listen, they're sponsoring us. Be nice, man. You don't need to be so ponderous with your review, Jack.
All right, you win.
I got it. All right, listen, guys, let's talk about this episode, all right? First of all, Zach makes a exclamation. Actually, no, Jesse Palmer comes in. He makes this exclamation and saying, Zach really believes his wife is in this room. And they say this every year, and there's never a wife in that room because we've only had one. We've only had three bachelors who stayed with people in the room from the original episode. Mayhem, I think they got to drop that. I think they got to drop that line. They say it every year, and it's just a curse.
I mean, they got to drop a lot of things. The girls screaming from the balcony saying, we are
oh my God.
In the shower scenes, and this all that needs to go.
Oh, man. The show is just becoming really cringe now. Like, Jazz, you might get your wish. We might not be doing this for much longer because I don't know if this show is going to survive. This is its lowest ratings. Barely anything happened this episode. I'm looking kind of sad. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to go back on one thing. This website's actually pretty cool. They have a whole bunch of classics I didn't even think about, and I make sure you buy a couple of these. Like, they have like old anime on here, like the beginning and like some of the older ones. This is actually pretty cool.
Oh, they got anime on there? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they got some really old stuff that like I've had bootleg quality of, like people like literally screen recording in the theater. This is cool actually.
See, look at Jazz's whole thing change. His whole idea changed once he knew anime was there. You nerd.
No, for sure. Bro. There we go.
Oh, man. Classic. All right. Back to The Bachelor.
Yeah. What about shower scenes? What?
Yeah, they do these, like, they just do the same thing over and over again. They follow the formula, and I think America is tired of it, man. I think it's over. I think the fun's gone.
It sounds like it. Like, y'all said this was a snooze fest, and I mean, that's saying something, considering like, y'all are, like, the biggest fans of the show.
Yeah, we're, like, the biggest fans of the show, and if we're not entertained, then, like, where's the show going? Cause, and then, you know, the other thing is, they have so much competition now. There's Love is Blind, Love Island, MILF Manor, which, guys, MILF Manor, it's bananas. Like,
should
that show is wild.
Start reviewing that show, too? Like, watch me react to everything that happens?
I think we'll do an episode where we just review like shows in general, but I can't do MILF Manor play by play every week because I will feel heartless and soulless if I do that. That show is just that show is wild. But like, there's more entertaining shows than The Bachelor, and I think people are over it, man. I think I'm over it. Someone in the comments wrote, MILF Manor sounds like a show I want to join. No, my brother, you do not want to join that. Because here's the twist in MILF Manor that people don't know. So there's like a bunch of guys in their 20s, and there's a bunch of women in their late 50s. And all of their sons are on the show, and all their moms are on the show. So all of the sons will date these older women, but their mom has to watch them date them. And then they get to watch their moms date these younger guys. It's so gross. And they had an episode where like they put all these men behind a wall and all you can see is their abs, and all the women had to touch their abs and figure out which one is their son.
No.
Yeah. That's so gross. And then they did an episode where like they wrote their
what?
Yes, and then they did an episode where they did an episode where they shared their darkest secret, and they put it on a wall, and you had to find out which secret was your mom's and which secret was his son's. The woman's son. And then like they had to like read all these secrets, and at the end you figure out what the secrets were. And one of the secrets was like, "Oh, I slept with my son's best friend." And the kid was like, in shock. He was traumatized.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the mom had to hear stories about, like, the kids having, like, 7-person orgies and stuff. Like, it was wild. That show is bananas, bro. That show is bananas.
Can we get back to The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Can we get back to the boring Bachelor real quick?
I know. The Bachelor is like, Jeff, like, I want to go back to boring. Boring is great.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah, the show's crazy, bro. All right. Let's go back to the boring Bachelor. So after Zach is like, my wife isn't. Oh, someone said Tina Fey predicted MILF Manor. Yes, I heard about that. I heard that this show is based off an SNL skit. No, a 30 Rock skit. It's like an old 30 Rock skit.
Oh my god. Yeah. Raph was like, hey, I want to be on the show. 10 seconds later, I need therapy. I'm with
that's
you, buddy.
So
we all need therapy.
Crazy. I love that.
Bro, oh
god. That show is bananas, man. It's insane. Let's go back to the boring Bachelor. So what's not boring is sometimes they have guests, and this time they had Lotto, who was on the show, and she sings the song Big, you know, Big Energy, which is why I mentioned the song in the beginning of the episode. So she comes out there and she's like, we have to do a challenge, and all the women have to show big energy, right? Bad bitch energy. And okay. They do a runway walk, like a catwalk.
Okay, and that's cute.
it's so awkward because little white boy Zach just stands there so awkwardly while all these hot girls come up to him and start doing stuff. And he just, first of all, bro can't dance. It's really bad. It's like, it's so bad. Like, I feel so bad. And then, like, he just stands there while they do all these dances and stuff. And, like, they're all being, like, Magic Mike and sexy and stuff. And he just, like, stands there, right? Just nothing.
Because he does nothing. Not want nothing. A bad bitch. He doesn't. He wants a Southern Belle.
Yeah, he wants a boring bitch. I don't know how else to say it.
Oh, man. Why did they pick him?
He wants that boring bitch energy. That's what he wants.
Yeah, like, what are the producers thinking? Why do they pick him if he's not fun?
He wasn't even a fan favorite.
No, that's to remind us who he was.
Yeah,
The biggest, thing about the show that I think is, like, terrible is, like, they pick boring-ass people that nobody wants. And then, you know, they just can't make the show work with Clayton and then Zach just back-to-back. Like, not great. Not great.
Clayton was the first guy we reviewed, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I hated him too. Yeah. When Neves asked me to do this podcast, he said it'd be very entertaining. And I have yet to see that.
No, Bachelor in Paradise was kind of entertaining.
Okay, that actually was entertaining.
That was
Bachelor in Paradise was fun.
That's the only thing keeping it afloat right now, the franchise, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
One good thing that did come out of it was that you were right, Neebs. Or we were right last week with Leica.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We're definitely going to talk about that. You know,
oh, good. I hope. Because last episode we forgot one thing, so I want to make sure this episode we
don't forget anything. Yeah, I know we're definitely going to talk about Leica because she came out with some tea. So we'll get to that. That was awesome.
Good.
So they do these, like, contest, and then what happens is three former Bachelor contestants come out. It's Tajwan, Courtney, and Victoria. What's her name? Victoria what?
Victoria B? Fuller?
Yeah, Victoria F, yes. Victoria
Why Fuller does that out. Name sound familiar?
So she was in Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
And she was with, who was she with? She was with, like, some boring guy. I can't remember.
From,
like,
some guy from Gabby and Rachel season. And then she got with Greg Grippo.
Yeah, she got with Greg, who...
This is so funny. I'm, like, Googling it. Victoria. First thing that comes up, Victoria Bachelor in Paradise. Because apparently I have amnesia.
No, Jazz, you don't have amnesia. Let me remind you. Remember she had the White Shirts Matter, White Lives Matter shirt thing?
I remember now.
Yeah. She did.
That was her controversy. That's right.
Yep, that was her controversy.
Basically, they chose, like, the three quote-unquote villains. And I was really excited to see Courtney because she's an OG villain from Bachelor. And I was just really excited to see her because I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, throwback to, like, a really long time ago season.
Yeah. It was Ben's season, I believe, right?
Yeah, Ben, whatever his last name is.
Higgins.
And she actually, like, got through the whole thing and got engaged to him, too. It didn't work out, but, I mean, that was the first villain that actually everything worked the way she wanted it to.
Really? She won?
Yeah.
No, I thought Ben got with JoJo and someone else.
No. So there was two Bens, okay?
Oh,
so
the different Ben. Okay.
This, like, is Ben Flachnick.
Yes, and there's a lot of memes about him because he has, like, a Francine from Arthur hairstyle.
As you said that, I found his picture, and yes, so he does.
And then there's Ben Higgins. So she's like, so the Ben Flachnick, whatever his last name is, that's like a really long time ago season before Ben Higgins.
Oh, that's before my time. I got in when the Juan Pablo season happened.
Yeah, way before Juan Pablo.
He was the 16th season of The Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
That was in 2012. That was well over 10 years ago.
Yeah. So,
they didn't use her properly either. They didn't use any of the guests properly.
No.
He ultimately chose to purport to Courtney Robertson. Yeah, okay, that's the girl. Yep, okay.
Yeah. No, but they didn't use any of the villains properly, or they edited out. We don't know, but it was really not that great. But then, Jazz, this is what they did.
Okay.
After the whole episode happened, they go on their, like, nighttime date. And then one of the girls, Tajwan, she shows up and she's like, none of you guys were bad bitches enough, so I have decided to enter myself into the show. So she goes up to Zach, talks to him, and goes, would you be okay if I threw myself in the mix? And he goes, okay, I have to think about it. And then all the girls come in and they're like, why are you here? And she's like, because none of you are bad bitches, so I'm here trying to be a bad bitch and I'm trying to get in. And it was so cringe. I felt really, really bad. I really feel
she
like...
She wasn't even like... Like, Zach didn't even say, like, hey, you can come into the house. Like, this is all her talking before she's even in the mix, too.
Yeah.
Like, criticizing these girls.
And you know what's really funny? Before the whole thing started, Courtney was like, don't worry, we're not here to steal your man. And then Tajwan shows up trying to steal the man.
Okay, you can't tell me that's boring. That's funny.
That was yeah, that part was pretty funny.
I like
that. But I do feel like the producer set her up, because what happened was Zach decided not to keep her. He was like, and they didn't even show a Zach telling him, because it must have been so cringe. They're probably protecting the lead. That's what they do. They protect the lead. And Zach must have been like, just fumbled it. He probably just like told her no in a very awkward way. And they didn't even show it. He just comes back, sits with the girl and goes, I decided not to include her. It wouldn't be fair, blah, blah, blah. It's only been one episode. It's been 1 week. So he said, like, I am, you know, so far along with you guys, which, like, I don't believe it's true. I think he just didn't like her.
Let me guess. She's a person of color.
Yes, she is.
Zach, what, is she like, black or something? Like,
yes, she was black. Zach was like, Zach was like, I got enough of you already here.
As expected. I can't make this shit up.
Listen, I don't want to spoil it to the end, but spoiler alert, I guess, spoiler for this episode, but Zach pretty much eliminates all ethnic people from this show.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. I am not surprised.
Like, I feel bad, but he's probably going to keep, like, a few black girls around just for optics, but he has officially...
There's going to be one token black girl who makes it to hometowns, and then she's going to get sent home.
Yeah, and I feel bad saying token, but, like, that's really no other way to explain it. Because, like, you can just tell by his, like, actions and his, I don't know. We'll see.
April's from Austin, Texas.
Yep.
April's like, we have taught Jess so well. I'm like, yeah. Unfortunately.
Like, he's got no swagger to him, right? Like, I was like someone like Ben Higgins or Nick Viall, I could see choosing a black woman, but no, this guy has no swagger, so I don't know. We'll see. All right. So, Jazz, remember America's sweetheart Brianna from Jersey City?
Mm-hmm.
So in this episode, she starts to spiral. I don't know what happened. I think they're trying to convince her to be a villain, because she is like not acting like America's sweetheart in this episode.
No.
And I think a lot of it is because her and Zach don't have any chemistry. And
she a woman of color?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the girl who used to be like so gorgeous and like
She's a girl from Jersey City.
Beautiful.
And she's really beautiful. She has her own business. But like, so this is what I think is really, really interesting. So she got America's Rose. That means Zach could not eliminate her episode one. So she was safe.
Good.
But she didn't get a rose from Zach. So it gave her imposter syndrome. Like, she started freaking out. Because she's like, week two, Zach didn't pick me. Zach didn't ask me to stay. So she's like, this rose is from America. So does he even like me? So she starts spiraling and spinning out. And she's like crying, like, every meeting she's meeting with him. And it was pretty bad. And then she picks like a fight with another girl for no reason. I think she felt like she was going to get eliminated. Zach didn't like her. They had no chemistry. She got America's Rose, so she's not going to get his. So she's like, I got to figure out a way to stay. So she starts to pick a fight. But the person she picks a fight with was so chill that, like, it never really turned into a fight.
Did the producers do anything with this?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose they're manipulating her into thinking that. I believe it.
Well, yeah. Why have I become this person? Like, immediately, my mind goes, oh, personal cloud is going crazy, blame the producers.
Well, there was another girl that went a little spiraling out of control, but she is not a person of color.
Oh, yeah, Gabby. Gabby also spiraled a little bit. But yeah, I don't even know what Gabby was saying, man. She was just all over the place.
Her conversations were like, the most cringiest part was like, can I give you a nickname? Can I call you Zachy? And it's like, there's something wrong with you.
Hold up. Zachy?
Yeah.
Like you've never heard that before.
I'm dead. Yeah. I have friends named Zachy. Like, I have 3 friends named Zachy.
That's so funny. Raphic, he really likes Kylie. I like Kylie too. I think she's still in it. I'm not sure if she's still in it or not. But yeah, so I don't know. That was pretty bad. Then they had a group date. On the group date, he gave it to Katie. Katie was the girl who was like, would you like to SPF me?
Okay.
solid. A very pretty white girl. She gets that. And then he gets a one-on-one date with that famous, the girl who's related to a famous singer, Christina Mendrell, I believe is her name.
Fun fact, she was in a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, she was in a Taylor Swift song. What song was she in?
15.
Oh, that's one of the good ones.
That's a good one.
I'm going to piss off all of Swifties in our audience with that comment.
I posted the 15 song when I hit 15K on Instagram. I was like, 15, when somebody tells you. That song is good.
It's a great song. I'm a fan.
I do love me some Tay-Tay.
I love her old stuff better, but just because, you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Christina goes on a date with him, and they go on a helicopter. Lots of helicopter dates on the show. Classic Bachelor stuff. It was a really nice helicopter, though, but it's really cool. They got to see the Hollywood sign and a bunch of stuff, so not too bad. But then guess what he does? He brings her to a barbecue with his family. So surprise, she gets to meet his family on the first date. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, first date, she got to meet the family.
All right, that's new.
Yeah. So she's a good sport about it. They get along really well. They've done this before too. And usually the person who they bring to meet the family stays for a long time, but they don't win.
Oh, okay.
The only one that did win was Susie, but that was like weird. That was with Clayton.
Yeah, that was the weird thing up at the end where they,
slept with 2 girls and tried to sleep with the 3rd one. And then she left and he chased her and she said no. And then at the
final, she said yes again.
She said yes, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, Maddie Pruitt from Peter Weber season, that was her first season too, renewing the vows.
Oh, Jazz, this is so wild. So basically, Jazz, this girl, Maddie Pruitt, and she went to the end with this guy named Peter. And his mother hates that woman so much. Like, the mother hates her so much. They got into a nasty, like, fight on live television, and they were like, no, pick the other girl, please pick the other girl, don't pick her, pick anyone but her, she's rude, she's horrible, blah blah blah. And like, what they did was, when they brought her to meet the parents the first time, it was their parents' like wedding vow renewal, so she's in all the wedding vow renewal pictures, and they hate her. Yo, she's in all their pictures, Jazz. That's hilarious.
Did they end up together or?
No, they had a very nasty like breakup, and the mom hated her.
Oh, yeah, 3 days.
They fought like Jackie Chan.
Oh, he's gonna learn a lesson.
Oh man, so like, yeah, don't be inviting people on first dates to meet the family, especially if there's like a special occasion, and there's gonna be a lot of pictures. And I think this was his mom's birthday, so Zach, I don't know what you were thinking, but they got along, it was fine. I think they liked her, but then she had a bomb to drop on him, and the bomb was, she had the daughter, and her daughter is like Blakely May, which is like the whitest name I've ever heard.
Right? I was like, is that supposed to mean something to me?
Yeah. And then, but Zach, usually when a guy on The Bachelor gets told that someone has a daughter, he's super like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I'm ready to be a dad. No problem. Like, no, they say stuff like that. They're usually not. They're usually lying.
This guy's Zach, 26 from Austin. He's not.
So Zach actually did not do that. He actually did sound a little uncomfortable. He was like, listen, I don't know how I feel about this, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I got to take it. And that makes sense, man. Man's 26. Like, you told me, like, you're 26 and someone's going to be, like, a dad for a, like, you know, young kid, not even like a baby, like a young kid. That's a lot to think about. So I don't know.
I mean, props to her being a single mom.
Of course.
That stuff is hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
my husband's on a night shift tonight and I'm a solo parenting it, and man, it's hard. So good for her for doing it for 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how long she's been a single parent, but you know, her daughter's 5 years old. So
yeah.
That's tough.
But and she is sweet. I really like her. I like her too.
They're giving her the so there was a previous Bachelor contestant, and she's my all-time favorite Bachelor, and then she became the Bachelorette. Her name is Emily Maynard. She also had a daughter. She was also blonde, and I feel like they're giving her that edit of Emily Maynard, because she was a fan favorite, and I'm pretty sure what's this girl's name again? I still don't know all the girls' names.
Christina Mendrell.
I think she's going to be a fan favorite too.
I think she will too, because she was the girl that Brianna was trying to start a fight with. And she was so nice to Brianna that, like, they didn't start a fight at all. Because she was like, when she came out wearing a rose dress, she was like, oh, it's a rose dress. She's like, oh, you're kind of like, you know, flaunting. And she's like, oh, I'm just kidding. And she was like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. I hate you. And then JK, she's like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. I hate you, JK. And then Brianna was like, you know, when I first met her, she said, I hate you. And she said, JK, but I don't think she meant it. So, like, she was being, like, friendly, like a Southern, like, kind of person. And, like, I think they were trying to just, like, pull a fight out of thin air. But Christina was too smart. She was like, oh, I'm so sorry you felt that way. If I said anything that would make you feel that way, I don't remember saying that. She was very honest about it, and like the fight was resolved before it even blew up, and Brianna had nowhere to go. She had nowhere to escalate the fight because she shut it down, which I thought was really cool.
And not only that, because she has, and when you're a mom, usually just you're always thinking about your kid, and you want to put your best foot forward. So she's probably like, I'm not gonna get involved in anything, because what happens to me is gonna, and people can be mean on the internet, they're gonna like
put her daughter too. Yeah, I love this comment that Raph just said. I think when serious and great single moms considers you, it should be a compliment. Yeah, if a single mom considers you, that is a compliment, because she just not only want you as a husband and a partner, but also as a she sees you as a father, right? So that's a big compliment. Yeah, I truly agree with that. Very, very cool. Yeah, and then they have the rose ceremony after that.
No, we missed. There was 2 dates, remember?
Oh, there were the 2 dates. Who got the other rose on that date?
So, the SPF girl got the first date. Then the second, it was the intimate one-on-one, which was
Christine.
And then there was a third date, which they didn't show the day portion. They went straight to the night portion.
Yeah, and they deleted a whole date. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it was really boring. And then it gave girl named Jess.
Oh yeah, Jess is that really young looking girl who was like had glitter all over her.
Oh, the creepy. Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, it was creepy when we thought he was older, but he's not that old, so it's not as creepy.
It just looks weird seeing their faces together. I'm like, eh.
And what happened in that third date was when Gabby started spiraling.
Spiraling,
but
yeah.
There is a little TikTok rumor going on about her. Do you guys want to hear it?
Ooh, oh, yes.
Spill. So, she posted a picture with her friend, and then someone on TikTok spotted a ring on her left finger from Gabby, and then that picture got deleted. So now everyone's thinking she's the winner.
Whoa.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Bad on her for posting a picture with a ring on.
Or, hear me out, she went on the show for fun. And she has a man already.
It could be. It could be. It happened before where somebody was going to get Mary the day the show started airing, and she broke up with her fiance like a week before.
That was last season, because you told me the story.
So it does. All right, so the women who got eliminated was Victoria. Victoria, I'm surprised they don't show her. She actually has a million followers on TikTok, and she's so funny on TikTok. She has really, really good like videos. And she had a great personality, but on the show, she had no personality. I don't know if it was editing or she was nervous. I don't know.
Whoa, they got rid of her?
Yeah, she's really pretty too.
Why?
Yeah, they got rid of a good one.
Yeah, she has a million followers. So obviously she has a personality. It's like, you know, she's probably funny or something. She does make a lot of funny videos.
So he's getting rid of women of color. And personality.
Yep. Oh my god,
you're right.
Is he threatened?
No, you're right. He's getting rid of anybody with a personality and anybody who's ethnic. Like, he gets rid of Kim Gutierrez. Remember, we looked at her last time, and I was like, oh, okay, there's still one ethnic person. Nope, she's gone now.
Bro, I think he's afraid of being, like, outshined by anybody. I think he's doing this just for himself.
Well, like, you have to shine to begin with, to be outshined.
I know, but there's a certain level of it. Yeah, right, yeah. But in his mind, I think he's afraid of anybody who will upstage him. This is his show. He needs to be the star.
A really classic girl. Like, when I think of Austin, Texas, I think of, like, a classic football guy, homecoming king, wanting to be with the homecoming queen. Girl, which is kind of what he's going for, which as viewers is really boring to watch.
Yeah, very boring to watch, for sure. Yeah. For sure. And they got rid of Kat, which was also somebody who had a fun personality. She would walk around going rawr like a cat. Yeah, so they got rid of Kat, who had a fun personality. She got Victoria, who's obviously funny, but they didn't really show her. And they got rid of Kim Gutierrez, who was another ethnic person. Now they have all American girls, just, you know, a few black girls and mostly all white girls.
Yeah.
But nobody who is ethnic, I would say.
Well, this is boring.
Even white ethnic girls they got rid of. They got rid of the girl from Australia. They got rid of, like... the girl who couldn't speak English that well. I forgot what the other girl's name
was. Oh, yeah.
Austria.
Yeah.
Austria. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got rid of her too, man. Not even the white ones are safe.
I guess this is what America wants to see. They want to see the same boring shit over and over.
they want to see him get with a good old American girl and then actually make it work, I guess. I don't know.
Which I'm because there's another podcast that I listen to called Two Black Girls, One Rose. They decided not to watch the season completely because they're like, they already knew it was going to be boring.
Yeah, yeah. I actually follow them, and they're on Patreon, though, right? What is Patreon? I don't know what that is.
Patreon is where you can pay and then subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just follow them on TikTok.
Yeah, I follow them on TikTok, too.
Like, Neves, if we were ever going to do a Haram Nerds segment, it would be on Patreon.
Yo, Milk Manor on Haram Nurse. That's
you want to do it? That actually might be the way to do this, actually. If you want to hear us talk about that, yeah, you're going to pay us to do it.
Listen, if you want to hear us talk about Milk Manor, if you want us to cover Milk Manor, let us know and we'll do it.
Well, we should actually have Jazz watch previous seasons of The Bachelor, like old, like season 1, 2, 3, 4, and then have him react to that, because those were the good seasons.
I haven't even watched them. I got in Juan Pablo.
That might be something fun, actually. Yeah, so go back. Yeah. And then, we could do that.
The fashion choices that we're in, too. Like,
when did The Bachelor start?
A really long time ago.
All right, listen. Now we got to talk about our homegirl, Leica.
Yes. This is the part I'm excited about.
Poor girl, man.
Poor girl. But listen, we made a theory. We had a theory last week where we were like, hey, we think the producer set her up. And she basically confirmed it on her Instagram. She tweeted us. She reposted us. That was really cool of her. And listen, we love her. We have to come on our podcast. And she said she would love to come on our podcast. She said she thinks we're funny. But she has a 2-year contract, so she cannot come on the show for 2 years. But there's somebody else who also has a contract that ran out, and we might have him on our show tomorrow. So you might have a special episode tomorrow with a former Bachelor contestant. We can't say who it is. We can't say for sure. That person might pull out. But stay tuned for tomorrow. We might have a special guest from The Bachelor.
Yay!
Yay!
Does that mean we get like on in 2 years as of last week?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think like they have contracts and stuff. So 2 years is like the limit for a lot of these guys.
Perfect. We'll put the timer on right now.
Yeah. But Leika's on Instagram. Go follow her. She's posting a lot of fun stuff and telling you a lot of dirt. And yeah, well.
What's her handle?
It's just her name, Leika _ and then her last name.
Hold up. Let me look it up and put it in chat and then put it on screen.
Yeah, yeah. Leika. Let's do that.
And then it just makes me think that, like, how are these producers just not understanding? We do not want to watch these people. We want to watch people like Leika. We want to watch people like Kat. We want to watch people that are interesting and just like bread and butter.
She is a queen.
Yeah. Agreeable. Even someone like Tajwan came on the show, and she would have been a little bit of controversy. Yes, it was cringe how they brought her on, but she would have pissed off a lot of people, and we could have had a little bit of drama being stirred.
She sounds like fun. I wish she stayed longer.
She was fun. She dated somebody's uncle once. I wouldn't be surprised if she dates Zach's uncle, Patrick Warburton.
Can I please have this like side story reality? Like, could you imagine?
I would love it to Juan just goes around dating people's uncles. That'd be great.
Better yet, date like a dad who's had a divorce. I'm like, hi son, how you doing now?
Yeah,
I got your dad.
Yeah.
So I saw your tweet.
Milk Manor, right?
I saw your tweet that you thought that Christina, the single mom, was gonna get a Michael A edit.
So this is what I think is going to happen. Listen, I don't think he's going to get with Christina because, number one, she has a personality, and we know he doesn't like that. So this is what I think is going to happen. It's one of two options. Number one, he's going to keep her around to the very end, and then he's going to say, I can't be a father. I can't keep you. And it's just going to play it out there. The second way, which I think is going to happen, is she's going to get the Michael A edit. She's going to be on till the very like last four people. And then suddenly she's going to realize that she can't be away from her daughter that long. And she's going to self-eliminate herself. Then she's going to show up on The Bachelorette, or she's going to show up on Bachelor in Paradise. Which is like, if you couldn't be away from your kid that long, why are you away from your kid again? Which is exactly what Michael A did. So mark my words.
Everyone's saying, yep, no personality.
he likes the young girls with no personality, which
that's white par girls for with the no course personality.
But if he chooses Gabby, I would be surprised because she kind of does have a personality. And
that's true. That's true. I will eat my words if Gabby ends up having a personality.
I think all of us will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I will eat my words because I have no idea what I'm saying.
Oh man, that's funny. But no, Gabby does have a little bit of personality, but I haven't seen much. But we'll see. I really think he's going to pick someone like Jess, or I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be someone whose name you can't remember.
Yeah.
I like the girl named Ariel.
I think he might actually choose a blackface girl who did blackface or didn't do blackface, defended blackface.
Mm.
Oh, Greer.
Yeah, because that would be a bad look. Because she would be the second person involved in a blackface controversy that actually won.
That's not good for ABC.
Right? Like, we all went silent there. We were like, nope.
Yep. Two people with blackface controversy won. One guy had racist comments on Instagram or Twitter and won. So that's three pretty racist people that won. And then also the girl who went to a Confederate party.
That was Matt's season. He was a black bachelor.
He's a black bachelor and picked a racist girl. Well, I mean, like, I wouldn't think she's racist, but she did a racist thing. But this show is wild.
Gabby is a Cancer like me. April, for a second, I didn't realize you were talking about zodiac signs.
I didn't. I was like harsh.
We love you, though.
April Thicke Greer didn't appear in this episode, did she? I wonder if they're going back and editing her out a little bit. Ooh, I wonder.
Who's Greer?
She's the girl that did blackface.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Well, not did blackface. I keep saying that, but she actually defended blackface, to be
honest. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I truly have no idea who any of these people are.
Honestly, I don't either. It takes me a couple episodes to get in and then recognize people's names to the faces.
Yeah, it takes me about like week three or week four to get the names and faces.
Yeah, and people... again, unfortunately, all the girls kind of just look the same, so it might take a while.
Yeah. When he was like, oh, do you remember this girl from last week? I'm like, yes. I actually had no idea who it was.
That's funny. Oh, man. So that's it. That's the end of this episode. Did I miss anything?
No, I mean, we can go into a little bit what they showed in the teaser for next week.
Oh, dude, the teaser actually looks good because it looks like he gets to spend the night with the girl, which doesn't happen until the very, very end. But they did it in the beginning this time.
What?
Yeah.
What? Okay, all right.
I think they spend the night in a tent together. And then they have like an overnight. And then she comes back in her PJs. And then all the girls are like, whoa, what did they do?
Yeah. I remember because the quote from one of the girls was like, it's like she's doing the walk of shame. And I'm like, okay, a little dramatic.
Wouldn't it be the walk of pride on this show? like I got the man, y'all didn't.
No, Jazz. Everybody involved with the show should be walking home in shame.
Also fair.
Even us doing the podcast should be walking home in shame.
And then they show Christina also getting the villain at it next week, episode 2.
Yeah, which is surprising. I am surprised that she's getting...
Oh, Christina's the mom, right?
Yeah, but they could be throwing us off. Sometimes they do some weird edits, and then it's really not what we think it is.
How can Christina be a villain when she's a mom? I don't buy it.
I don't know.
Well, there was one scene, again, we should just do, or you guys, and I'll just join. Past seasons, just rewatching, because those were gems.
We'll do it on Twitch. Past Bachelor seasons with Jazz.
We can do that. Let us know what season you want us to do. Because you know my favorite season was Chris Soules. I love that season. Because there was this one crazy girl who was like insane. Bananas. They called her Onion Girl.
Who's Crystal?
Chris Soules. He's the guy that killed a man.
Oh, Chris Soules.
I heard Crystal too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Chris Soules. He killed a man, dude.
Chris Soules. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's watch all of these. It sounds like fun. We're like, you know what? Just pick out, like, episodes you need me to watch, and we'll do, like, a live viewing and, like, have, like, random people want to watch with us and just, like, join
Someone
us.
Someone told me we should do Bachelor Australia. Someone told me that those are unhinged, too.
We'll do it right after MILF Manor.
MILF Manor. I still giggle when I hear that name. Oh, man. But
our children.
In the Australian version, there was a girl who was bi, and then she like goes to the very end, and then when the next season they pick a bachelor, they bring her back, and she tries to get with the bachelorette. Because she was bi. It was wild.
That sounds awesome. Okay.
The international ones, you have to say, are better. Like, there was one bachelor from New Zealand who he couldn't decide between the two girls at the end, so he just flipped a coin, and then whoever
that girl. Motherfucker pulled a Harvey Dent. Just like...
Bro, I mean, I'm not opposed to that. Here's why. All right? If there is a creator out there, and you really can't decide, leave it up to the big man.
Gismut.
Mm-hmm. At that point, like, just leave it in God's hands. Like, just flip a coin, and whatever's meant to be is meant to be.
Listen, we have something else for that. What is it called? Like, istakara?
Okay, too many steps. Flip the coin. Flipping coins sounds way more fun.
All right. Listen, that's all we have. So, okay, so they do the thing about the girl spending the night, and then there's, like, an after clip of the girls talking about farting. They're just like, should you fart in front of your man? That was yes. That was the credit after credits.
That's the answer. Like, yes, it's a natural thing. Life goes on.
Listen. No, but here, like, the thing with girls is that it's like, when can you really be really comfortable? Like, when do you think it's appropriate to be, like, all comfortable in front of your man and fart?
When you're out of the talking stage.
Wow, that's mad early. I was thinking, like, maybe when you're, like, married.
No. I was like, no.
No, like,
when
kids?
When you're pregnant, everything's out the door. So maybe,
right, for sure. Like, yeah, like.
Listen, I don't fart either because, like, I gotta pray and I can't do vadu all over again. So I hold that shit in all
That's
day.
Something Muslims have figured out. Just hold it in until we're done.
I hold it in all day. I can't do vadu like 5 times a day. I can't do it, man. Just hold that motherfucker in.
Oh, especially in the winter when you have the Zohar, Asr, Maghrib block. Like, all
They're so close. They're so close. I just can't.
I get it, man. I get it.
All right, listen. I guess we're gonna end on this topic. Oh man! For those
no better way to end.
For those of you that listen, like, Muslims cannot pray unless they, like, clean themselves up. But when you fart, your, like, cleanliness, like, gets dissolved, and you have to redo your ablution and stuff like that and clean yourself. So that's why we hold in our farts.
That's why we do. I don't know about anybody else.
This show talks a lot about bodily functions. There was Hunter from last season who talked about IBS. Then they're talking about farting. What's going to be next? Like,
I like the IBS girl. She was funny.
This is the kind of representation we need. We need people with IBS on the show. Representation matters.
We need somebody who's lactose intolerant. We need somebody, like, let's keep going.
I need a girl with diabetes. We need all of that stuff. Oh, man. All right, listen, we're almost at the top of the hour. Mahin, thank you so much for joining us. You know, you're welcome on our show anytime. We'll probably have you back one more time before the season is over. And hopefully tomorrow we get to have a guest on the show. And that'll be really, really exciting. If not, I'm sorry. We lied, and my bad.
Sounds good, man. Can't wait.
All right. Until next time, guys. Salam, nerds.
Peace.